This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Second date update.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah,
how attractive would you say I am?
You are, or you're not.
That's the question I don't want any in this room to answer, because I already know.
I was going to ask if you were talking when we had to rate you.
I already know that I am an 8.352.
Is that
your average?
Very weird number,
well,
Jeff.
Well, that's the number that my mom rated me at our last Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, no.
God,
she but, gave you an 8.32.
Well, she's honest, and I like that. She said she didn't like that my teeth weren't straight enough.
You didn't follow up with a retainer after she paid for braces.
It's something about me isn't straight enough, and she doesn't like it.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember. Anyway, it's always interesting, though, to rate yourself. Because personally, I'd rate me a soft 7. And that's me being extra generous to myself there.
Okay, wait, that's like on a good day.
Yeah, so
I'm confused.
Numbers are going to fluctuate based on the eye of the beholder. But what if you had a hack that could guarantee the next person you go out with is definitely up to your attraction standards?
Really?
That'd be amazing.
There's a hack for that?
Apparently, because one of our listeners, Blaine, says he figured out that hack, and we all need to learn it today. So, Blaine, welcome to the 7 and Under Club. Happy to have you.
We're a bunch of soft 7s over here.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Yeah. I can't say that I didn't come up with the theory myself, you know. Like, it was definitely a lot of social media helped with it. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is like a hack or something?
Just take credit. We'll never know.
Yeah.
That's really funny. What do you rate yourself, Blaine, before we go into your hack so we know what your level is?
I'm anywhere between like a 0 to like a 10, you know, so somewhere
that's
in there.
The whole scale,
okay,
bro.
What would your mom rate you? That's a better question.
That's it.
My mom, she don't like me very much, so maybe like a 3.
So it must not be hard to find someone up to your level then, Blaine, if you don't really have a level.
I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit, I like to shoot out of my league a little bit. It's got to be 7 and up.
Okay. Good for you, man.
Okay.
Aim high.
I am super high, and that's why I've been single for, 10 years?
Yeah.
Well, eventually one of these is going to stick. So tell us, though, about this theory that you found online.
This thing said all the most attractive people in the world are born on the 5th, 14th, or 23rd of the month.
Oh, I missed it by a day.
Is anybody here?
I was supposed to be born on the 14th. Does that count?
No, you baked for too long.
I'm the 24th. I'm overcooked as well.
Okay.
So you're just looking at people's birthdays?
Yeah, so I started typing in the dates, and I would kind of look and see the pictures that came up on my, like, suggested page, and if any of them were obvious, like, birthday posts.
Where were you typing these in? On what suggested page?
On any social media. I tried it on a few different ones, like, you know, Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you just type in, like, let's say October 23rd.
Right, yeah.
Or September 14th.
Right, anything that falls in that date.
And then you can click on photos, and if I, like, saw somebody with a party hat or, like, something on, then I would look at it and be like, happy birthday.
That makes sense, because it'd be like, you'd hashtag birthday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how was the talent on those dates?
Talent.
Look, the scale was pretty right on. Like, it was it was 8s and 10s all the way through.
Oh,
absolutely.
8s and 10s.
We got to start asking people when their birthdays are.
Were you able to use that to your advantage in some way?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just kind of compile a list, and then I just copy and pasted like a generic DM that was like, hey, your profile popped up for me, and you have the same birthday as my sister. It's a numbers game, so I sent like 200 of these.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. You got busy.
That is a big net, sir.
You are putting in the work.
Look, I've been striking out for a while, so I mean, okay. Screw it, man. You got to cast a wide net.
I like your honesty. I appreciate it.
Okay. How did you do with your 200 messages to beautiful women?
So 80% didn't say anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
I actually thought that'd be higher.
Me too, bro.
But I would say like 10 or 15 of them messaged back and said, OMG, no way, small world, like type of thing.
Small world.
And then I kind of looked in the ones that were really close to me.
Dang.
And there was one, yeah. And I did get a date out of it, actually, with one that I really, really thought was cute the whole time.
Okay.
So, we went from 200, the widest net I've ever heard cast, and you narrowed it down to one girl and one date?
That happened to be the cutest.
Bro, this is awesome.
I feel like this is like sales cold calling is what it's
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
You know?
And he finally got a big client to respond.
So, sorry, I know you mentioned it. What was her name?
Delilah.
Delilah.
Yeah. I don't think he did mention
Everyone's
it.
Gonna sing the song.
And what did you and Delilah do for your meetup?
So I mean, we DM'd for a little while, and then I finally asked her out to meet up for a happy hour at a bar.
Okay.
And she was really cute, and she came in and she brought a Starbucks gift card.
What?
And was like, hey, give this to your sister because she's my birthday twin.
Oh, she's so adorable.
That's nice. Did you feel guilty because you lied at that point?
I still feel real guilty. She still doesn't know that my sister's birthday is not the same as that.
Oh, no.
But I mean, I looked at it. It was cute. It was only for like $10.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So it wasn't even really a very good birthday gift anyway.
Yeah.
If it was only 10. I mean, right.
Hey, I'm not. She doesn't even know my sister, you know, all right?
At least you have one, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
You can always pull that. I don't know her birthday.
That's a good start to the day. How did it go?
I thought it went really well, but there was a few things that I kind of have honed in on that like my anxiety brain won't really let go.
You're thinking something like you did was wrong?
I mean, I won't say wrong, but I think maybe it probably took her aback a little bit. I don't know. It maybe came on too strong because I complimented her maybe too many times about how pretty she was. Like 6 or 7 times.
I don't know.
Like, I haven't been on a date with somebody this attractive. And then, I don't know, I was a little drunk and feeling myself. So I was just kind of trying to be completely honest.
Hey, can we FaceTime all my friends real quick? It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you left it at, like, you're so pretty and didn't elaborate all the details about why, then nothing might be safe.
People love compliments, but there is a point where it's like, why are you so shocked? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
totally,
get true.
Okay. So how did that date end?
Just a little kiss.
Oh, that's good.
And, something.
She went inside, and I haven't heard from her.
Aww. I mean, have you reached out at all?
Yeah, I sent her a text message. She hasn't responded yet.
Okay.
Well, maybe she found out your mom rated you a 3, and so then she lost interest. But we're going to come back. We'll call Delilah for you and try and get you your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
We just learned about a brand new hot dating hack from one of our listeners, Blaine, that made us all turn our heads and say, wow, this is groundbreaking.
Whoa. Oh, the ground is literally cracking.
I am never going to look at the world the same ever again after this. Because Blaine was not having success on the dating apps.
Yeah.
And he saw a social media post saying all the most attractive people in the world were born on either the 5th, 14th, or 23rd of the month. Whatever month that is.
Weird.
So he went online, put those dates into Facebook and Instagram, and if a photo of an attractive woman blowing out birthday candles came up, he made sure to reach out to her.
Sent, I mean, honestly, every single woman he saw.
200 messages at least were sent. And out of all those, a handful of conversations happened, and he ended up going out on a date with a woman named Delilah. And as far as we know, she has no clue, but maybe just knowing all of like the lengths that you went to in order to find her would actually impress her, Blaine. When does that story come out?
I think I'm going to have to wait till she does something. We'll date for a while. She does something really bad. And then I'm like, oh, I forgive you.
That is so toxic,
Does something really bad, and you're like, I knew it. I knew when you were the only one out of 200 that messaged me back. Something was wrong with you.
Hold on to it. Come on.
But we really don't know what issue is, what's going on with her, why they're not hanging out. But we're about to find out here.
That's the fun part. You ready for this, Blaine?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to try our hardest here. Let's dial her number. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking for Delilah.
This is she.
Hey, Delilah. Hope you're having a good day, and it's about to get even better because you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Welcome to the show, Delilah.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh. You know the show. Sweet.
I don't, but it's cool to hear from you.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, it'd be cool to hear a radio station just call you right now.
Are you are you this nice to, like, scammers who call, too?
Sometimes.
Okay. She's like, I don't need a car warranty, but you sure have a great day.
Give me your pitch. Let's practice.
Our friends and family aren't that nice to us when we call them. So it's a pleasure talking to you. But,
you seem very nice.
We do have a reason for calling because we're doing something called a second date update.
Okay.
That's where one of our listeners is trying to get a hold of you to hang out one more time. You've been out with him once. His name's Blaine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You mean, Blaine. You like Blaine?
Blaine was really cool. We had a great time. We kind of met on social media.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you real quick because we've actually spoken to Blaine before we called you, and we kind of heard all the details about how you met and how you guys went out to a bar and you brought him like a cool Starbucks gift card.
For his sister. He thought that was really sweet.
Right. Yeah, we have the same birthday.
You and his sister.
Right. Yeah. The question that Blaine has that he's going through us, hoping to get some answers for, is why are you not wanting to see him again? If that's true.
If I'm honest now, because I wasn't honest then, I stressed the truth about my age on my social media. And we were having such a great time. Mm. I felt a little guilty about being dishonest.
Oh.
Well, okay.
I mean,
well, but you feel better. I think a lot of people stretch a little bit. Like if you're 27, you'll say 25.
Sure. But how much did you stretch the number by?
That's a good. Yeah.
We going like 3 years or 40 years?
About 4 years of stretching.
Four.
Yeah, but do you know what's interesting about that is he didn't notice at all. Else he would have like brought that up to us. Like you shouldn't, I don't think, feel bad. You know, 4 years isn't that big of a difference.
Not at all.
No, but I just felt really weird about it because he brought it up on the date and I didn't correct him.
Okay. Oh. So like he said, what are you saying you are on social media?
Well, my social media says that I'm 32.
Okay.
But I'm 36.
Okay.
Okay.
And can I just ask why? Why do you lie about it?
You know, it was just something that I did, and I just never went back and changed it.
I mean, she's not putting it onto, like, a dating app trying to, like, trick guys.
Oh, you're right.
It's just something on her personal social media page.
I think my Facebook says I'm way older because I wasn't allowed to make it at the age when Facebook came out.
Just in order to be able to register, you had to stretch it. Okay. But, I mean, that doesn't sound like he did anything wrong. That sounds like you're just feeling guilty that you didn't 100% come clean.
Right. I'm just a really honest person. And it felt really weird to start off this new relationship on a lie.
Okay. And so it was easier to ghost him than to come clean and tell him the truth.
Yeah, I didn't want to look stupid for lying about something so small.
Okay.
You could miss out on a great guy, though.
I know you're an honest person. On this show, we tend not to be.
Sorry.
But
God, and we don't have any guilt about it. That is the bad part.
That's why this is so hard for me to be honest with you and let you know that Blaine has actually been on the other line listening this entire time.
Please tell me that's not true.
Oh,
I wish I could say that, but it is. Blaine, are you there, man?
Hey.
Hey,
I don't know what to say right now.
I mean, I can start it. That doesn't bother me. I don't care. Like, what age is just a number, you know? You look great. I honestly thought you looked younger than 32. So,
yeah, girl.
Oh, that's a good
thank you.
You're saying she doesn't seem like she's a 36 year old.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of choose your own age, right?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know if that's a good rule to live by.
Oh, that is my new theory. Yeah. Are you joking?
I think the government.
Hello, 26.
Look what you've done.
If somebody says you look 26, you're 26. I think that's how it should be.
Delilah, do you hear that? That is so sweet.
I hear that. It makes me feel a little bit better, but I felt really bad when you brought it up, Blaine, on the date. Like, my eyes got really big, and I didn't know what to say to you.
I could probably make you feel a little bit better. So the whole, when we first started talking, I kind of lied to you about my sister.
Oh.
What? Oh, there we go.
Wait, you don't have a sister?
No. I do. I have a sister, but I don't know. You're so beautiful, and I really wanted to talk to you. So I just kind of lied about her birthday and your birthday being the same just because, I don't know, I just kind of wanted to start a conversation with you.
Wait, you lied about her birthday?
Yeah, I mean, it was just the way I wanted to talk to you. You're so beautiful. I wanted.
You said that. So where's my gift card? I want my gift card back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring it back to you. Hey, we can go on a second date, and I'll pay for Starbucks. How about that?
Oh, wait, no, that's not hers.
I don't understand. How did you figure out that my birthday? What? How did you figure out when my birthday was?
Oh man.
Oh God.
Look, if you, all right.
Come on.
Right. I don't know. This is too much to say. On.
Oh, you're
going to
do it?
So, try to recap it.
Somebody said at one point that the most attractive people's birthdays are the 5th, the 14th, and the 23rd. So I kind of did a Facebook search for people with those birthdays.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Congrats, you're hot.
Hey,
what a loser.
I chose you out of everybody. Like, I only messaged you.
Bro, did you hear what she just said about you? She called you a loser, bro.
No, maybe she was talking about the guy who came up with that theory on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I mean both of them.
Well,
I mean, he was just having a hard time. You know how hard dating is.
It's really hard to find honest people also. That's why dating is so hard.
Delilah, you were just saying how guilty and horrible that you felt about yourself that you weren't completely honest with him. And now...
It was a mistake.
Well, look, you said that I was a really cool person, and we would have never met up if I hadn't gone through all that and gotten in touch with you over social media.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were an online creep searching the dark web for people's birthdays.
Oh, Facebook, the dark web?
Now it is.
It's like a light blue.
It's like living in the dark ages.
And you even lied on your sister.
No successful relationship has ever started with total honesty. So, like, this is actually not a bad place to jump off from. And we'd love to send you out on one more date that we would pay for.
Come on, Delilah.
Not with the gift cards or anything.
Yeah.
On us 100%.
Give him a chance.
I really hate dishonesty, so I'm going to have to pass.
No.
But you... really?
Coming from someone pretending to be a 32-year-old online.
That was an accident.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Now
I'm accidentally 26.
Yeah. I don't know how this call devolved into what it was.
No.
But coming from this 23-year-old GQ model, I think... I think love is possible if you just give it a chance.
You can't also lie about your career, Jeff.
Well, where's the line?
You're right. Love is possible. That's why I'm messaging 200 more later today.
Okay.
Hey,
never give up.
Successful second date update, kind of.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Man, people are just not forgiving enough anymore.
You think that's what it is? I wanted them to go out. I think they would have been so cute.
I think that's the problem. It's like, it's forgiveness. Because let's recap. Delilah was not honest about her age, and Blaine heard that and said, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I like you. And then Blaine goes, I also kind of wasn't honest about my sister's birthday.
Right.
And Delilah went, how dare you? You deserve to suffer a lonely, painful death. Or something along those lines.
You know, I don't know that she went that far, but
basically, something to that effect.
It should have been even Stevens. It should have been like, okay, you lied, I lied. There were equal lies. We're both honest.
But
then they talked it out.
I think we're concentrating on the wrong thing. There was honesty at the end. That's the thing that we should have. But once he said he DM'd 200 women, there's no.
Why is that bad? It's no different than meeting on the dating apps. You're messaging probably 500 women there and only going out with one.
Jeff.
It just makes you feel like a loser.
Totally, bro.
It just, I'm sorry, it's just how it is, Jeffrey.
Why can't as a society we just be more accepting about the creative ways that people connect online? Because you know nobody wants to meet in person anymore in public.
Yeah, but no girl wants to be one of 200 messages either. Yeah. Like, you gotta have a middle, right?
Or why can't we just agree that there's some things that just shouldn't be said?
There
even
you
if
go.
We love honesty.
There you, you know? Go.
I'm gonna say something so mean right now.
That's
but you know what? I'm gonna restrain
Good,
myself
and
just say, you know what, if you want some help with your dating life, email the show.
Why are you going to be mean?
Just to make you angry, I don't know. We'll call that person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.